Good morning, Pete.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad that you're here. So tell us, how much of lawmakers' schedule is certain when they come back from recess?
Not much is certain right now. We have some hints of what will be coming up, and mostly at this point we expect a tax battle, competing tax bills that will hit right after your taxes are due.
And what will they be battling about? Is this the billionaire-millionaire tax issue?
That's one of them. In the Senate, they'll be looking to continue pursuing their what they call the Paying a Fair Share Act, which others know as the Buffett rule, which is if you make enough money, you should pay a minimum tax. And in the House, Republicans are expected, it could be in that first week or second week they're back, to push that small business tax cut idea that they have, which is a 20% tax cut.
Now, from the Small Business Committee, there were a series of bills, I think six of them, and somebody else threw in a seventh, dealing with federal contracting, private contracting, and treatment in general of small business. What's the status of those? Will they have any chance of getting to the floor anytime soon?
I would expect them to. I mean, the House committees have been interesting this year in that, you know, you can look at them as precursors as to what hits the floor. The Republicans know that they have a lock, obviously, on the House, and when they move things in committee, they generally get to the floor at some point. But again, it's just too hard to say exactly what, you know, exactly how they'll fall in. But, yeah, I would expect April and May you'd see a lot of those bills.
I'm assuming that not many federal employees are millionaires or billionaires, but in that legislation you just mentioned, what is in there that federal employees should be paying attention to?
You mean in the Senate bill, in the Senate tax bill?
Yeah, or in the competing bills.
That's you know, I don't, like you said, they're not quite, as, despite what some Republicans say, they're not quite millionaires and billionaires yet. So I think that, you know, the Senate has been a funny animal so far in the last year, that they have been pushing these sorts of bills as a way to make their, in some ways, a political point. But the Senate and House have the same trouble, which is they can pass a bill themselves, but it doesn't necessarily get to the other House. And the Senate actually has a lot harder time passing their own stuff. The one thing that could be interesting, though, for federal workers would be that there are signs in the House that, you know, they, one of the committees, Education and Workforce, put out a bill that would consolidate the dozens of federal job training programs into one big, what they call a workforce investment fund. And that could be interesting to watch, too. I would expect that to maybe move in the weeks after they're back. And that would have a real change on some federal workers who deal with those programs, because it would expect it to consolidate them and turn it into sort of a block grant for states.
We're speaking with Pete Kasperowitz. He's a staff writer for the Hill newspaper. And speaking of consolidation, what about the president's desire to get the authority from Congress to consolidate and reorganize federal agencies? Is that going to come up, or is that kind of just conversation?
I think that's more in the latter, a little more conversation. I mean, when that happened, I mean, he had one idea, like to reorganize the trade, you know, consolidate trade and commerce and some of those ideas. You know, I think the Republican reaction was kind of cool. They sort of say, well, I mean, they see it as kind of a gimmick in a way, that here's a proposal, but it's not clear exactly how they would save a whole bunch of money. And at this point, I don't see many proposals moving through the House. When you're looking for motion, as you guys know, I mean, the House is sort of where you have to see it happening. And the Republicans have so often just rejected what Obama wants to do and followed their own path.
So recently the GAO issued a snapshot or a quick report that says basically even with last year's Budget Control Act and the Affordable Care Act, that's not enough to get the federal deficit under control. It's something that lawmakers have been railing about. But any indication that they're actually going to take up this issue and do something about it?
You mean just the deficit in general?
Yeah, the federal deficit.
It's the closest we can see is the House budget. I mean, we have at this point, in my own view, I see the Senate as sort of I don't want to say crippled, but they're sort of hobbled, I guess. They have trouble. You know, they don't take up budgets. They don't seem to have interest in even pursuing that. And then the House has a budget, and it's obviously highly partisan, and so it can only go so far. And it may be that what we're seeing this year is it will end up a lot like last year did, which is the House will pass what it can. Appropriators are in the mood to pass as many of these bills as they can. They might try to get all 12 done this year. But then you'll still be stuck with a Senate that we don't know what the Senate thinks. And then, you know, if you remember last year, it came down to sort of Boehner and Obama negotiating with each other on some sort of final budget agreement. And so it may
Which is always fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's fun for us because we can't tell what's going on next. But again, you know, you're dealing with, it's not the way it's supposed to be set up. This is not how it should be working. And normally what you'd have is obviously a Senate, you know, doing its version of a budget or its version of an appropriations plan. And then you can sort of get the two together and they can work something out. And generally that's seen as the agreeable thing, but we haven't seen that in years now. So I think it's going to be another messy late summer here as they try to cobble all this together.
Somehow. Yeah, they're like a crowd carrying a heavy weight stepping into a swamp, and then they're going to be bitten by the monster of sequestration.
That's quite a metaphor. But yeah, it's a mess basically. And you know, if it weren't for vacations and deadlines, we wouldn't maybe have any resolution, right? So you can expect, you know, we don't expect shutdowns anymore, but we expect, you know, in the week before they're about to go out, that's a crazy week, and it may dip into Saturday sometimes, and they'll get something that they all grumble about, and no one's happy. But that's how it's worked.
And the cybersecurity bills, they seem to have coalesced into one, and then they flowered back again into two competing ones in the Senate and two competing ones in the House. At least there's only two major competing ones. What do you think the prospects there are?
Oh, you finally caught me. I'm less familiar with that, so I wouldn't want to venture a guess, but. But as you say, when there's two competing bills, that means trouble. And this is a year where, given the election, you know, more and more of those sorts of things can get thrown off to the side a little bit, because we're in a year where, you know, the election's coming up, and I expect this to be mostly budget is the most important stuff that they deal with, the appropriations bills, and then you might see a lot of things fall off to the side.
Pete Kasperowicz is a writer for The Hill newspaper. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, anytime.